Welcome to the MVC Storefront, Part 12. This is a real-world application building exercise wherein we're building out an e-commerce storefront using ASP.NET, MVC, and TDD. My name is Rob Connery. I work for Microsoft. My email is robconn@microsoft.com. If you have any feedback, please leave it on this blog, or you can send me an email. Starting today with some feedback. I've got quite a bit of it, as always. Lots of reaction to the latest post that I had about the troubles I've been having with Lazy List and a couple of the other operations. Chad Meyer stepped up and he said, you know, when you get suggestions about ripping out and replacing your data access layer, kind of reversing direction, you know, always ask for a patch. And I thought that was pretty clever, you know, to kind of throw it back at the community. And so one of the community members actually took up the challenge. Jimmy Bogart, I hope I said your name right. I actually met Jimmy at the MVP summit this year. A really nice guy, and he basically said, "All right, challenge accepted. You got it." And he wrote a whole post on it at Los Techies. You can go check it out at blog/Jimmy_Bogard. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. But basically, his idea is to essentially fork what we've done and then recreate it using nhibernate. I think that's a fine idea. I'd rather not see a fork, to be honest with you. What I'd rather do is share ideas and love to have an intellectual discussion about what they change. Because really what I'd like to do is have the ability to swap out the data access layer as we move along. Swap out every component, really. So, Jimmy, I'm hoping that as you move along, you and I can share ideas and so on and so forth. But moving along for what we're doing today, it's all about mocking. And I had to steal not only a picture, but a quote from Jacob Prophet, the scruffy-looking cat herder, one of my favorite bloggers. I love his writing style, but he basically outlined, you know, one of the core problems with unit testing is mocking the kind of dependent objects that surround the object you're working in. And so to better understand that, he brings up data access, although, you know, sometimes you can stub data access like I've done with the test repositories. But one of the biggest offenders is the HTTP context. And it's what I call the invisible champagne, which I think is appropriate for this picture. But the idea about a context, anything with the word context in it, sort of gives you information about the environment in which you're working in. The HTTP context is very much the same. So if you're on a web page, it is kind of spun up, and all the request objects, all the response objects, like forms and cookies and query strings, the server variables that are read out of the header, all that stuff is popped into this thing called the context. And that is sort of hovering over your pages and inside your application in this nebulous ether that is really hard to reproduce, amazingly hard to reproduce. And so when you're trying to unit test things like web pages and web page functionality, a lot of times you rely on that context for the functionality of that page. And so you have to recreate it with your own doing, and outside of the ASP engine, it's really difficult. But today I have to do just that. I'm going to be working on authentication, sending request and response items back and forth, and mocking them out completely. So that is the goal and the focus of today, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get to it. I'm hooking up my user controller now to work with a login page here. As you can see, I have an action called login, and that's all it's going to do right now is render the login view. And next I have an authenticate, and that is going to be the action that gets posted back to by the login page. And this is going to be the method that talks to the repository and does all the heavy lifting. So what I wanted to do here is to test these out, and you can see I have a test built out for the login method on the controller. And all it basically is checking is, does it exist, and does it render the view login? And this test passes nicely. What I want to do now is I want to make sure that the authenticate action exists and accepts the valid information coming in. Now, one of the design choices I had to make was I can't pass in a string username and password here. They're going to be sent in by form post. And so this is where it gets a little bit difficult if you're working with trying to test controllers. The main reason is that request.form is part of HTTP context. And if you've tried to do unit testing before with web forms, you know that working with HTTP context is usually a deal killer, because you can't really have access to it unless you're running inside of a web application, which our user control tests application is not. So what I need to do now is implement mocking. And this is what mocking is all about. You basically mock the existence of this HTTP context so that we can access request.form from outside of a web application. So in order to do this, I'm going to be using mock, M-O-Q. You've probably seen it in the dependencies folder if you've downloaded the project. But I'm going to be using that, and I'm going to set it up right now. If you want to get mock, it's up at code.google.com and the mock project here, and they have all kinds of information, including API documentation, how to use it, and so on. I only chose this because I like lambdas. Really, that's what it comes down to. So to get started, you know, it's not easy. Mocking is a little bit of an art form in order to get everything set up the way you want it to. But luckily for me, I work with Scott Hanselman, and he's got some great code that he's been using for his presentation, including the MVC mock helpers here. So if you want to head over to his blog, here's the address. It's a little bit long, but if you just put in Hanselman MVC mock helper in Google, you'll find it. And what he has here is a really cool class called an MVC mock helper. Now, this was designed to be used with CTP1. We're on preview 2, and so there's testing is a little bit easier, so you don't have to set this fake context for everything. But in my case, I do at this point, and I'll show you why in just a minute. But if you come down here, you can see all the code he's got. This one here, I believe, is for RhinoMox, the first one. And then the second one he has is for mock, M-O-Q, which is what I'm going to be using. But he also has code here for TypeMock, and I believe he's got, nope, that's it. So I'm going to start here. I've got this class ready to go. I'm going to add the reference, and so let's get to it. Oh, but first, before I mention that, if you want to know more about doing mocking with MVC, Scott's got some great video tutorials. I'm going to kind of skirt past the basics in mocking if you don't know what it is. I suggest you really watch his number 4 MVC preview video, which is all about testing. It's up at ASP.NET, and it's in Silverlight, but you also can download it in various other formats here. It's about 20 minutes long, or 23 minutes to be precise, and it's outstanding tutorial for mocking. I recommend it. But now let's plug the mocking into my project. All right, I have mock plugged in. There it is, single assembly. That's all I need. And I've included Scott's helper class in here, MVC mock helper for MOQ. There was a little typo I had to fix, unfortunately. These were all lowercase for some reason, so I just had to come in here and make them uppercase. I'm not sure if that was on purpose or not, but anyway, this code is pretty basic. I'll let Scott talk more about what all of this does. He goes into detail, but essentially just know this, that whenever you write expect here, all it means is whenever this mock object is called, or whenever you're trying to use like one of the fake contexts or whatever, and you ask for a request, you're going to return this mock object here, request.object. That's the mocked object, as you can see we've kind of specified up here. Well, what I need to do is kind of a tall order. What I need to do right now is I need to set this up so that when I set the fake controller context, because every controller has a context on it, which is HTTP context. If we come down here and we can say controller, and then you can come down here and see HTTP context. And inside HTTP context, we have access to request, response, all the things that we need in order to set and pass our form values and our query string values. Well, what I need to do is I need to set that up, and I need to inject some test data into request.form so that my authentication routine can read it on the way back, if that makes any sense. So let's try it a different way to explain that. I'm going to be working in my test user repository here, where I create about 10 users or so. And what I'm doing, you can see I'm setting the username and so on. And for my login user, you can see I'm evaluating username, or excuse me, first name plus last name as the password. So what I need to do is I need to inject those values into request.form so I can make sure that the authenticate routine pulls them back out appropriately. So I don't know mocking too well, but what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a stab at making this work, and let's see what I can come up with. All right, what I've done here is I've created a new set fake controller context extension method. You can see here I'm using an extension method for controllers, and I'll show you how that works in just a second. But I'm passing in the username and password here. So what this is doing is it's creating a new fake context for me. And what I'm doing now is injecting in request.form username and whatever's passed in for username and password. So ideally this should work, but I just tried to test it and it didn't. I'm getting some null errors, and I'm kind of getting into the point now where I'm stretching my abilities to understand mocking. So I'm going to see if Phil is around and see if he can give me a hand. I'm talking to Phil Hack, and he's going to walk me through mocking today. I'm using mock MOQ, and what I want to do is I want to mock out HTTP context so I can test my authenticate routine on my user controller. The thing I really need to do is set it up so a username and password is passed into the fake context, and so authenticate can read it. Okay, Phil, so this, you can see what I started here. I'm setting the fake controller context with login information. I kind of think this is probably wrong.
So at this point here, after you've called fake HTTP context, if we look at the method above there, all we've done is we've mocked the HTTP request base, and we've told the context object to return the request. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So that's why you can do this HTTP context.request, but you haven't told the request object to return a form. So that form is going to be null. So the way to do this, there's a couple ways to do this with mock. One is you can actually take, given the actual object, you can get back to the mock, or we could improve this fake HTTP context method. One way, for example, is I'll go up here. So I wonder if this is going to be Dvorak or if this is going to be... Oh, sweet.
You and your Dvorak.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. So what we can do here is we're going to set an expectation, request.expect, and it uses the word expectation, but all we're really doing here is saying that when somebody calls excuse me, our request.form, is that the one you want? We're going to tell it what to return. And it's going to return a name value collection. So let's say, let's actually create one of those now. So let's get all C#3.5. Var form equals new name value collection. And
great.
I think that should be it at that point. You could pass in this form to that fake method, but since the name value collection allows you to add and remove items to it, it might be enough to just do this for now, and that line should work. Why don't you give it a shot?
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go over to my test class here, and I got a breakpoint set, and I'm going to run, I'm using a Microsoft VS test or MS test, whatever you want to call it, and what I'm going to do is just step through here, and we're going to go set the fake controller context, and here we go. That takes a little second to start up, and now I'm going to add that in. Hey, and it worked great. So now we should have username, user one, and password, first, last, and all that stuff set up, so that's good. And so we're going to return it back, and now we're going to send it into our authenticate routine, and hopefully this will work if it's going to read from the request. Don't! Not implemented exception. So yeah, we got to go back and fix something else.
Well, go to read from request. My guess is that what's the first place you read from? Because if it's reading
query
from
query string. Okay. All right. So that's okay. I can just say I'll just say request.form. That's okay.
The code doesn't do what you want. Change the code.
Yeah. Who wrote that dang thing anyway? Oh man. It's
okay,
coming.
I wouldn't call toString on it because name value collection returns a string, and not only that, if it's null, you'll get a null exception there. So,
good.
Yeah,
no,
you'd
like
want to check for null afterwards, or depending on what you're doing.
Sure. Well, let's just following along with just writing enough code to get this test to pass, which I get myself in trouble with all the time. But it'd be pretty cool if we could mock out the.
You tend to start jumping ahead.
I mean, I do that all the time. Okay. Whoa, look at that. That's exciting.
Ooh. Okay, so now you can follow that same approach to mock out the request, the query string name value collection as well, because that next line looks like it's going to read from the query string. So yeah, you're on your way.
Yep. So right in here, I would just add another name value collection for query string, right? And then just say returns. Yeah, great. All right. Thank you, Phil. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Many thanks to Phil for the help. And what you can see here is I've kind of spruced this up a little bit, where I'm adding in a query string, which is essentially, again, a new name value collection. And I am setting this here as an expectation on the mock, where I return back a new name value collection when it's requested here on the request object. Okay, so now what I've done here is I've amended the request.query string here. I'm adding in the return URL parameter, and I've added a argument up here to the method so that the return URL can be passed in. In fact, let's bring that all down so it's a little bit more viewable. There we are. So now I'm passing this all. I'm injecting it into HTTP context, which is great. And what I can do now is back on my controller test here. As you can see, I am creating my controller, passing in the test repository. And now I'm setting the fake controller context with login on the controller. Again, this is just a extension method. And if you come back in mock helper, you can see by using the this keyword, this controller, what you're essentially saying is this is an extension method for controllers. And so I can set that. I can pass in the username. This is my test user, which I was telling you about before, that I've created in my test user repository. This is the test password that it's going to expect to see, which is the first and last name concatenated. And this is just a test URL. And so now what I can do to make sure mocking is hooked up right is just set the debugger here and trip along with it. And it should hit it in 2 seconds. It does. And so what you can do is skip in now. We are now inside my user controller in the authenticate action. If I come down here, you can see username and password indeed are set the way they should be, which is nice. And return URL is set as well. I don't need to use request.form. I have set this up to use read from request, which looks at the query string and the form. And so this is good to go. And now I can test my logic here to see if a user is logged in. And indeed they are, because I passed in the right test values that my repository is expecting. And this should return a redirect. A redirect is simply a redirect action result. And I can now set that test up to make sure that that works properly. And so moving along here, you can see we've got a pass, but not really. I don't have an assertion here. So let's do that right now. Okay, I've added my assertions in here, which is to validate that what I'm returning out of here is indeed an HTTP redirect result, which is what you get when you call redirect on the controller. In this case, if it's a success, which it should be, that's what I'm getting back, is a redirect. And so then next I'm testing the URL down here to make sure it's correct. Now, I don't like the name of this test, so I'm going to rename it here, because it's actually validating that the authentication routine will return a redirect. So I'm going to rename this. Okay, I made this a little bit more appropriate. Now just rename the method to redirects for user 1 to test URL, and you can see I've renamed that there. So let's rerun the test and make sure it works the way it should, and then we should have a nice valid test, and it does. Great. So we have now implemented mocking. It makes me feel much happier, and so now we can move along. ¶¶